just got on our speedboat to Lombok. Seeing on the pontoon ready to go. Very excited to get there. Guinea's been amazing.
It's been emotional.
We're ready for a new adventure.
Can't wait.
We are in Lombok and welcome to episode 5. We've just arrived at our hotel in just outside of Sangigi. We got the boat from Gilier to Bangsal this morning. Got hassled by all the taxi drivers when we arrived. Finally managed to get one to drive us just up the road. And it was one of the most beautiful drives we've had so far. It was kind of very reminiscent of sort of the south of France. Lots of sort of sweeping curves, amazing cliffs and sort of, you know, dropping down to these amazing curves of bays with beautiful white sand and turquoise water. Incredible, and we've heard really, really good things about Lombok so far. Kind of from the limited research we've done, apparently it's much less touristy, much less developed, a bit more authentic. So we're really excited about our stay. We've just stopped at a roadside restaurant in Lombok, just outside of Bangsal. And we just had the most incredible gado gado, and this amazing thing called pizza goreng,
fried banana.
Which is fried banana, and it is so, it's like literally eating happiness. It's warm and crispy, and it's so tasty.
It's also the cheapest gado gado we've ever had.
Yeah, 12,000 for gado gado, which is amazing. Really loving Lombok so far. We actually went to an elephant sort of sanctuary, not an elephant sanctuary, but an elephant centre today.
Park.
Elephant park, where there was three elephants, and we were really lucky. We got to play with some orangutans. An older adult male called Valent, and also a little baby one called Kiki, who took a real shine to Ellie. And that was a real highlight, wasn't it, so far the trip. Really enjoyed meeting them and walking around the park. Although there was quite a lot of animals that we felt a bit sorry for because they were caged in. A few birds and things that were caged in, and crocodiles with not very much space to move around. But that was amazing. And now we're going to go off to Mataram through the mountains on a bike.
Not the city though.
Not to the city, but we're going to drive through the mountains and then end up at the beach for a swim.
Yeah.
We've just stopped at the top of the road from Bangsal to Mataram through the mountains, and it's unbelievable. It's this kind of upward creaking road that ends up kind of in the forest or in the jungle canopy with incredible views of just looking out across just trees on trees and trees, and there's monkeys everywhere. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Ellie, monkeys in the trees. See the black tails? Just there. Whoa, jumping around in the trees.
Wow.
Wow.
We just saw them.
So we had a fairly strange stay in Sangigi, or just north of Sangigi. Our host, when we arrived at the hotel for the first night, our host wasn't there. And we kind of thought that he must have nipped off to the shops to get something because his phone was left out and there was music playing, and it just looked like someone had just left in a hurry. So we assumed he'd be back soon. He wasn't. We were waiting for about an hour and a half, 2 hours. Another resident came, and he was called Devon from London. And he came to, well, he appeared. And we asked him, you know, whether he knew where the hotelier was, and he didn't. So we were kind of all a bit nonplussed. And then eventually we kind of looked into this room where there was a monkey thrashing about. The monkey actually broke a curtain rail, and there was a lot of kind of noise coming on from this cabin. Looked in, and we dismissed it earlier just because we thought the monkey would have just been in there by itself, but we looked in a bit closer, and there was actually a person sort of curled up in the fetal position in a bottom bunk. And we were knocking and we were banging and we were shouting and nothing. So we started poking this person with a stick, genuinely with the fear that this person might be dead. And we were properly poking him and still nothing. And eventually, after really quite hard sort of shaking and shouting and sort of, you know, trying to wake this person, we realized that they were breathing, and they finally rolled over and he said hello in Spanish. and it was our hotel owner, and he'd had a lot to drink, and he was really quite hungover, and yeah, so he got up, and we sort of introduced ourselves, and he slowly gave us access to the room, and it was bizarre. It was absolutely bizarre. And then he gave me his pet monkey, and his pet monkey bit me, because his pet monkey didn't like me very much, because I'd see, you know, we were banging on the glass trying to get wake up the dude. So very strange. So we went off and left that situation for a bit. And then we came back in the evening, and he was absolutely fine. The next day, absolutely fine. The next evening, however, we were just having, me and Ellie were having a beer. We were just kind of, we cooked some food. And he was, this guy was changing the water on the water tank. And this water tank, the big kind of plastic bit that you feed into the machine, fell and knocked into a baby monkey that he'd been nurturing. Apparently he'd saved it from these dogs that had killed its mother, and he'd saved this baby monkey and was nurturing it, and it wasn't very well, so he'd given it antibiotics, and Ellie had played with it the previous day, and it was really cute, but obviously not very well. And anyway, this great big, I don't know, 5 liter, you know, canister of water just fell straight on top of this poor monkey onto its head, and there was blood everywhere, and everyone was very upset. It was me, Ellie, and this the hotel owner, Edgar, and he was extremely upset because he'd saved this thing from illness and was trying to nurture it back to health, and obviously then he ironically had accidentally, you know, killed it. You know, it transpired that the monkey died. It looked like it was a fairly instant death, and it was a really weird, sour note on the end of what was a very strange stay anyway, but had got a bit better because he wasn't, you know, he sort of ingratiated himself a bit more, and he was a lovely man, a lovely place to stay, right in the jungle, beautiful place, very secluded, very peaceful, but just a very strange way to end it. And then, yeah, just very sad that this poor little monkey had died. Yeah, very strange experience. That's the end of episode 5. Next up, we're in Kuta.